Welcome back into the second hour. We prep to go. Let's say some rituals we'll have to perform.
Before we go into the second debate. Mm-hmm. You know, as we started yesterday, we will continue until we are done. So now that we know the winner for the first, that has now advanced to the quarterfinals, we are now doing the draws that will determine what side Mufida will debate next week. Now, I have Adio Afolarin and I have Bolaji here in the studio, the two debaters for this hour.
We'll introduce them properly later.
That's right. One of them will pick. Whatever side they pick will be the side the winner of the debate for this hour debates in the quarterfinals. And whatever side is left is the side that the winner who has already advanced to the quarterfinals will debate. Now, I am asking both of you to volunteer, who will pick the side that will be debated by the winner of this tournament?
Folari or
I think she
should
raise her hand first. Okay. What a gentleman. How gentlemanly of you. Okay, Bolaji, here you go. What side is that?
Support.
So you will be supporting the motion. Any of you, whoever wins this hour, will support the motion that will be given at the end of this debate, okay? Mufida already has her topic for the quarterfinals. That means she will be opposing the motion again in that round. Well done, Mufida. You may now exit the studio.
She supported today.
Oh, she supported?
Yeah, she supported.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. She will oppose the motion in the quarterfinals. Well done. See you next week.
All right. Interesting as we get set for the second debate.
Remember,
if you were following the live stream, well, the live stream that was paused after the first debate of the day will not continue for the second debate. So I'm not sure if the live stream for the second debate is already up and running, but it will be up and running shortly. We will prompt you so that you can refresh your device.
That's right.
And get us. In the meantime, Yvonne,
yes,
perhaps opportunity to take a few messages before we go into the next.
Indeed. I see a message there that says, the scores were somehow. I thought Naomi made some great points. Well, my thoughts. Therapy from Kitu with that one. Good evening, Femi and Yvonne. These students are really scintillating. I commend their efforts and courage, and also commend Nigeria Info for gathering these intellectuals. I am opining that the data software video copy of their debates be given to them. They can upload them to their social media accounts as profile and achievements as well. Thank you as you look into it. Well done, Nigeria Info family. My name is Victor from Oregon. Victor, the videos are there on all of our social media, and I don't think they need any special, you know, for any special help to get the videos if they so choose. They're all of our social media, Nigeria Info, across the board, everywhere. Good afternoon, our handsome headmaster, our handsome village headmaster, and our beautiful city headmistress. I mean, I like it. I'm a city woman.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Our climate.
I love the peace and quiet and circumspection of the countryside.
Well, that's because you've been a city boy.
Whatever.
I mean, you've been a city headmaster. Anyway, this one goes on to say, I guess our climate change maestro, Desmond Machakudumi, should judge this one. Oh, well, the debate is over. It is now time to advance to the next round of debate. By the way, the message came from Don Pexto, all the way from Yaba College of Technology. Thank you so much, Don Pexto. Let me see if we can squeeze in one more before we head on to the next round. Good afternoon, Femi and Yvonne. Please, for me, these children are giving me hope for the future. I'm really proud of them. I don't envy the judges because it's a tough call. Please, I suggest an account be made available for willing admirers to appreciate them no matter how little. I also think all participants should get a token from that purse if created. Femi.
It's nice. It's nice. Perhaps
Lagosians want to be sponsors in their own capacity.
Yeah. Mm. I can understand. I mean, if there are, you know, if there are individuals who would like to like reach out to any of the kids they're impressed with, I think they can reach out to us, and we can make that available to the. If there is a particular kid you are so impressed with, or you just want to make a prize donation, or you want to sponsor one of the prizes.
That's right.
Or a consolation for a debater who was impressive.
That's right.
But probably couldn't go all the way.
Yes, yes, you can. You can send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, you can reach out to me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Send me a message and tell me what you want to do, how you want to support your favorite debater, okay? And then we will take it up from there.
What's your account again?
Yvonne Ochaifo.
Yeah.
Yvonne is spelled Y-V-O.
Good luck spelling.
Yvonne is spelled Y-V-O-N-N-E.
Sounds very much like a font into my ears.
Yvonne is spelled Y. Femi, why are you being a hater?
It's my name, actually.
Yvonne is spelled Y-V-O-N-N-E. Ochaifo is spelled O-K-H-A. I-F-O-H, Yvonne Ochaifo across the board, Facebook, Instagram, and where else? On X as well. Reach out to me and we will ensure that these debaters, your favorite debaters, get what you hope that they get. Alternatively, you can send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
Yes, please search for Yvonne across the board. Yeah.
Well, Lagos, it is time.
Across, single C.
Oh, Femi, you're killing me.
All right.
Finally,
we can debate.
That's right, we can. It is now time for the second.
Did I win that round?
I give it to you.
Okay, thank you.
I give it to you. Lagos, we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You cannot join the previous live stream because that has ended. You can refresh your feed, however, and the new live stream will pop up, okay? You need to see what is happening in the studio. You should be a part of that.
Unless you are just stubborn. And like my friend says, you don't used to hear word.
you won't get
anywhere, actually.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But again, refresh your feed. The old feed is gone. And a new feed. Tunde, do we have a new feed?
I believe we do. That's
okay.
Right.
A new feed is up and running. Just refresh. The feed will be up on Facebook and on YouTube. It's Nigeria Info. You cannot miss it.
That's right. Lagos, it is time to debate this hour. Our debaters for 5 o'clock are Adio Afolarin, who is 16 years old, a representative, one of the many representatives of Ikorodu Senior High School. He is in SS3. His opponent is Uduehi Bolaji, a student of Command Secondary School, Ipaja. I believe the only representative of Command Secondary School, Ipaja. She is 16 years old. She is in SS2. And the topic for this hour is minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. Minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. We're about to find out who supports and opposes the motion. I mean, who supports or opposes the motion for this hour?
Afolarin Adio beat Christabel Okoye Obianoju to get here. And Bolaji Uduehi had walked over her opponent on that occasion. And here they are today. For Bolaji Uduehi, it will be the first time to really go head to head against a contestant.
That's right.
We did hear her on that earlier occasion. I think she argued for and against her own topic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her sides won the other one. may we not become bipolar.
What was that topic again?
We're arguing with ourselves. It is better to be happy than to be successful.
That's right.
So I can't even remember which one won, whether it was happiness or success. One of those sides won. May we not be Gollum and Smiggle in one body. All right.
Okay, Lagos.
What do they have in their pockets, sis? Okay. Let's get on with it.
That's right. Mm. Remember, your mics are quite adjustable, so endeavor to speak directly into your microphone. Okay, you may put on your headphones now. You're blowing into the mic, but you don't even have your headphone on. How will you know that you can hear yourself?
Other things to remember include the fact that the judges are awarding you points based on the number, the quality, and originality of every unique point you make. They're also judging your style based on the clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation. You will have three rounds: the presentation round, the rebuttal round, and the closing round, after which a decision will be made. Chances are you could tie. If you do tie, you'll engage in a tiebreaker round. For that round, you'll switch sides. You'll have 5 minutes to argue the position previously argued by your opponent, and a decision will be made. Afterwards, it will be final and binding. Remember, when you do your rebuttal rounds, to get to those rebuttal rounds, pay attention to the presentation round of your opponent. Make a note of points you would like to rebut, and perhaps add a few notes that you would want to rebut them with. Now, if you go into the rebuttals and you find you have spare time on your hands, you can go straight into making additional points. In the last debate, Naomi did not finish her point because she ran out of time, which is why even if you've prepared your conclusions, you might pick out one or two of the points you would make, or if in your presentation rounds you ran out of time and you couldn't make a few points. So use the opportunity of the rebuttal round if you have excess time to make your own fresh points. Is that clear? I want to hear you say it. Yes, is it clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's find out what positions.
That's right. We will find out the positions now. I will start with the gentleman to my left. Adio, what side will you be arguing today?
Opposing.
You are opposing the motion that minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. That leaves Bolaji with the supporting side. Interesting. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. These debaters have the topic. They know the rules. They know the sides they will be debating. And when we come back from this short break, it will be straight to the argument. This is I Beg to Differ Season 7, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back. It is time for the debate between Folari and Bolaji. Yvonne?
That's right. The motion supporter is Bolaji Adesina Mufida. You are the motion supporter. I beg your pardon, but you are the motion supporter because there is Bolaji in both your names. I'm sorry, beg your pardon. Bolaji, that's your name, right? You are the motion supporter. Udwehi Bolaji, you are 16 years old, a student of Command Secondary School, and you are supporting the motion. Your 3 minutes start now.
Mr. Chairman, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and those tuning in, good morning. Good evening. My name is Udwai Bolaji, and I'm going to be speaking in favor that minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. Firstly, what is minimum wage? Minimum wage is the least amount payable legally by an employer to his employee. And I think increasing it now is unrealistic. Why? My first point is economic recovery from the pandemic. Increasing the minimum wage is strain businesses just recovering from the pandemic, especially the hard hit sectors like hospitality and retail. My second point is its potential for inflation. Increasing the minimum wage would translate the cost of production, which will prompt the producers to pass the expenses on to the consumers, which undermines the purpose of increasing the minimum wage in the first place. My third point is impact on small businesses. The small and medium enterprises, the SMEs, operating under a tight margin, will find it difficult to absorb the higher cost of labor, which can lead to their closures. My fourth point is regional disparities. The one-size-fits-all wage policy overlooks regional disparities, which harms the urban area because the minimum wage that is an advantage to one area could be a disadvantage to another area. My fifth point is job losses. Increment minimum wage hysterically correlates with job losses. In today's tech-driven world, businesses want to turn to automation, and by so doing, it exacerbates unemployment and job losses, especially among the low-skilled workers. My sixth point is wrong timing. If there was supposed to be an increase in the minimum wage, it should have been done in the 2024 budget, which was passed last year, not now, not at this time. My seventh point is government finance. Nigeria government is already facing a lot of fiscal challenges, like high debt level and budget deficits. Increasing the minimum wage will strain the government's finances, only leading to cuts in essential services and continued borrowing. According to the publication in the Punch newspaper, at 5th of October, the Nigerian government, the Nigerian state government borrowed 46.17 billion naira to pay salaries. If they increase the minimum wage, where would they get the funds to pay? My 8th point is informal sector dominance. Most Nigerians work in the informal sector. Increasing the minimum wage, where the minimum wage policy has limited reach. Increasing the minimum wage means it wouldn't even be effective because it won't reach everybody in the country. My 9th point is currency devaluation. We all know that our currency is devaluating constantly. Increasing the minimum wage will only make it devaluate faster. Imagine them increasing the minimum wage to 1 million naira. This the level of things inflating will get so high, and our currency will begin to devaluate even faster than it is right now. My 10th point is effectiveness in policy enforcement. The 35,000 naira that was added last year September, how effective was that policy? My mom is a civil servant, and I can assure you that she saw that 35,000 naira just once. So what is our assurance that if they increase this minimum wage, they will apply this policy? Let me stop here and give my opponents a chance to speak. Stay tuned. I'll be back shortly.
Okay. And right on time too. Right on time. It is time to hear from Adio Afolarin, 16 years old, the student of Ikorodu Senior High School. He is opposing the motion that minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. Adio, you have 3 minutes to open your argument, and those 3 minutes start now.
My fellow Nigerians, while acknowledging Nigeria's economic hardships, we must recognize the urgent need to address the plight of low-wage workers. The current minimum wage does not adequately provide a decent standard of living, exacerbating poverty and inequality. In this critical juncture, raising the minimum wage is not only realistic, but essential in ensuring social justice and economic stability. Good day, the moderators, panel of judges, accurate and equal, co-debater and my listening audience. My name is Adia Fulani from Ikorodu Senior High School. Here to oppose the motion states, minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. To start with, economic stimulus. Increasing minimum wage puts more money in the hands of new co-workers who are likely to spend it quickly, stimulating economic growth. Research from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has shown that raising minimum wage can have a positive impact on economic growth by boosting consumer spending, particularly among low-income households who are more likely to spend a larger portion of their income. Also, poverty reduction. Increasing minimum wage can have a positive impact on poverty reduction, as the poverty has stand for living for minimum wage workers. Also, data from the World Bank has shown that raising minimum wage has been effective in reducing poverty rates in many countries around the world. For example, a study published in the Journal of Economic Surveys found that raising minimum wage has been effective in reducing poverty rates, and a 10% increase in minimum wage can lead to a 2-3% decrease in poverty. Also, a healthier workforce. A higher minimum wage can lead to better health outcomes for workers, as they can afford health care, nutritious food, and other essentials, which are all necessary for better workplace efficiency. Research from the World Health Organization, WHO, has shown that higher wages are associated with better health outcomes, including lower rate of chronic diseases, higher life expectancy, and better mental health. Also, cost of living. The current minimum wage in Nigeria does not adequately reflect the high cost of living in many parts of the country. And so, making it so necessary to increase the minimum wage. According to NONBIO, the cost of living index in Nigeria is 27.99%, indicating high living expenses. Apart from that, reduced income inequality. Increasing the minimum wage can help reduce income inequality by providing a higher standard of living for low-wage workers, narrowing the gap between the rich and the poor. According to Statista.com, Nigeria's Gini Index, a measure of income inequality, is focused on 1-35% in January 2024. So, increasing minimum wage can help reduce this inequality by lifting the incomes of the lowest paid workers. Also, inflationary edge. Increasing the minimum wage can act as an edge against inflation, making sure that the percentage of workers' wages keeps pace with the rising prices. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, Nigeria's annual inflation rate climbed up a 28-year high of 29.9% in January 2024, up from 28.9% in December, and full inflation, which accounts for the bulk of Nigeria's inflation basket, quickened again to 35.4% in January, up from 33.9% a month earlier. Lastly, fair compensation. Workers deserve to be fairly compensated for their labor, and increasing minimum wage is a step towards achieving that goal. According to the Nigeria's Employers Consultative Association, many workers in Nigeria are not adequately compensated for their labor. And so, increasing minimum wage is essential for ensuring that they receive the fair wages for their contributions to our economy. Thank you.
You're welcome. We will take a very, very short break, Lagos. And when we come back, you will hear the rebuttal arguments. This is I Beg to Differ Season 7, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's time for the rebuttal rounds between Folari Adio and Bolaji Udwehi, both 16 years of age. Folari of Ikorodu Senior High School, SS3, the class. And, of course, Bolaji in SS2 at Command Secondary School, Ipaja.
That's right. We will start this round with the motion opposer, 16-year-old Adio Afolarin. You have 3 minutes to pick your opponent's points apart, and those 3 minutes start now.
Oh, brother, called Delhi of South. My name is Tio Adia Flying from Ikoto Senior School. Opposing the motion states minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time, and these are my reporter arguments. My opponent stated potential for inflation. Well, you know, studies have shown that minimum wage increments does not necessarily lead to increased inflation. For example, it was shown in a study published in the Economic Center for Economic and Policy Research that moderate increase in the minimum wage have little to no effect on the overall price level. Also, my opponent stated impact on small businesses. Well, studies have shown that small businesses can adapt to moderate increases in the minimum wage through adjusting their prices, increasing their productivity, and also absorbing wage costs by reduced profits. And also, and this was also proven by the Journal of Economic Surveys, Economic Perspectives, that moderate increase in minimum wage does not affect small businesses as they can absorb wage costs. Also, my opponent stated regional disparities. Well, in actuality, minimum wage policies can be tailored to account for these regional cost of living differences, as was seen in the United States, where high wages were implemented in high-cost cities and states. Also, she also mentioned job losses. Well, studies have shown there's evidence from other countries that increases in minimum wage does not necessarily lead to job losses. It was also seen in the United Kingdom, where minimum wage increases did not have little to no adverse effects on their employment levels. My opponent also stated budget problems. Well, do you know as Nigeria's budget allocation for wages has historically been low compared to other African countries? According to the World Bank, Nigeria's wage allocation as a percentage of the GDP is relatively lower than the sub-Saharan African average. Also, my opponent stated fiscal deficit. Yes, I agree. While investing in fiscal deficit is important, we can also invest in human capital through investment in skill development and training, which in turn stimulates economic growth and tax revenue in the long term. My opponent also stated informal sector dominance. Well, increasing minimum wage can help formalize the informal sector, and also the awareness of a minimum wage increase can allow workers to better fight for their rights in the minimum wage laws. Also, my opponent stated defectiveness in the policy. Well, increasing minimum wage, as I previously said, increases awareness of these things, and thus allows it to be better spread, and the cases of efficiency in the policy not being carried out effectively will be reduced. Thank you very much.
A round of applause to Afolari Adio. Rebuttal round over for him.
That's right.
Next up, his opponent, Bolaji Udwehi.
To Bolaji we go now. Bolaji, you have 3 minutes to rebut your opponent's points, and those 3 minutes start now.
Still standing on the existing protocols, I still remain Bolaji Edesi Udwehi. And I would like to rebut three of your points with just one statement. You said economic stimulus, poverty reduction, and cost of living. But do you know that if they increase the minimum wage, the cost of living will even multiply? Just imagine now, the president of the NLC is suggesting a 1 million naira increase. Imagine they increase that minimum wage to 1 million naira. How much do you think you buy such stuff, Yota? Adio, let me tell you, you buy it for 100 naira. So if they increase the minimum wage, the cost of living will also increase. You said inflationary edge. When they increase the minimum wage by 35,000 naira for 6 months, did it stop inflation? Inflation is even getting worse. There is a increase in minimum wage at hand. Okay, fine, it's ending, I think, on Thursday. But yet, there is still inflation. So increasing the minimum wage does not stop in inflation. And you said fair compensation. Do you think that any human being can be satisfied? Even if they increase the minimum wage, more challenges will still come up. And people will still complain they should increase it again. So our currency is completely devaluated. And you rebutted my point. You said you were calling countries like USA and UK. I think you are missing the point in the topic. It says at this time the situation in USA and UK is different from the situation we're facing in Nigeria. So you're not supposed to compare our country to USA or UK or other African countries that didn't have any negative impact. Our country is a totally different and a very, very different country. And you said informal sector dominance to spread blah, 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 blah. See, Adio, let me tell you something. Rather than them creating such inequality, the formal sector they will be earning, I think, 1 million naira, while the informal sector are just left to work out for themselves. How do you expect that to be? How is that even a fair compensation? How is it even fair to you as a citizen? You're just speaking like that. Okay, imagine your both parents are working in the informal sector and they increase the minimum wage. What impact does it have on you? It has zero impact. When the minimum wage was 30,000 naira and they added 35,000 naira, which was 5,000 naira, I want to ask you one question, Adio. Did you feel the impact? The obvious answer is no. Some of all these things, they do it and we don't even feel the impact. It's because of the level of inflation. And in the words of Patrick Obahiagbon, this is my humble logomoki, a logomoki without a logo partial. Stay tuned, I'll be back.
Thank you.
Okay. Perhaps these kids should catch their breath for a few seconds, and when we come back, we will hear the closing arguments. Lagos, it is hot in here, even though the air conditioning in this place is optimal. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We are in a race against time. It's 25 minutes to the top of the hour.
That's right.
The second debate of the day is between Afolani Adio and Bolaji Adeyesi Odueyi, both of them 16 years of age, representing Ikorodu Senior High School and Command Secondary School, Ipaja, respectively.
It is time for these brilliant minds to close their arguments. The topic remains: minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. The motion supporter is Odueyi Bolaji. The motion opposer is Adio Afolarin. It is time to hear the motion supporter rest her case. Bolaji, you have 3 minutes now to rest your case, and those 3 minutes start.
You're still listening to Omo Bolaji, and firstly, I would like to be providing some solutions rather than increasing the minimum wage. See, Nigerian governments are fond of padding up issues. Like, when there's a problem, they patch it up. Rather than just increasing the minimum wage with our unstable economy, they should rather revamp the economy that will have impact on both the formal and informal sector. Rather than just going and just increasing the minimum wage, later on the problem will still come back because our economy is imbalanced. They should first sort out the problem of the economy. When they sort out the problem of the economy, there are no reason, no doubt, the minimum wage that they are earning now will be enough to sustain them. Another one is the labor concerns. As at last year, I think before January, the president of NLC, Joe Ajaero, was suggesting a 200,000 naira labor minimum wage increase. But later on, he came up with the 1 million naira minimum wage increase. Who can understand the pain of Nigerian workers more than the NLC? If he says there is need for increase, who are we to say there is no need for increase? And again, the government should, furthermore, the government should focus on a broader economic growth strategy. That is areas like education and infrastructure development, healthcare, and many more, rather than going to minimum wage increase. Because when the government increase the minimum wage, they will use that opportunity to extort. The taxes will increase, everything will inflate, everything will blow up, our economy will scatter. I can assure you, see, by the time they increase the minimum wage, this song that Obesere was singing to the Egungun is what I will sing to Nigeria economy. The Nigeria economy should be careful because it's express they are going to. And by the time they increase the economy, I will come back and say, it don't happen, I don't talk am. See, Adio, currently in our Nigeria economy, pressure tiwa. If they increase the Nigeria economy, pressure mawa. If they increase the minimum wage, pressure mawa. And the pressure will be too much for our government to handle. Because the current one on ground, they cannot handle it. Talk less of the problem that is associated with the increment in minimum wage. So I still stand to oppose the increment of minimum wage that is supporting the unrealistic. Supporting that increasing the minimum wage is unrealistic. I rest my case.
Case rested in good time. And now we will hear the motion opposer, Adio Afolarin, 16 years old, Ikorodu Senior High School student, also in SS3. He will rest his argument now. Beg your pardon. You guys have confused me in this studio. Adio, your 3 minutes start now.
All protocols still delay observed. My name is Adia Folani from Kutusunai School. Opposing motion states minimum wage increment is unrealistic at this time. My closing points are productivity growth. Workers' productivity has increased over the years, yet wages haven't kept up. And so increasing minimum wage reflects the increased value workers bring to the economy. To prove this, a meta-analysis published in the Journal of Economic Surveys found that higher wages are often associated with higher levels of job satisfaction, which in turn leads to increased productivity. Also, talent retention. Better compensation helps businesses attract and retain skilled workers, reducing turnover costs and enhancing organizational performances. To prove this, some employers consulted by organizations like the Society for Human Resource Management, SHRM, have consistently found that increasing minimum wage is one of the most effective strategies for attracting and retaining talent. Also, improved education access. Families with higher incomes can better afford education for their children, contributing to improved human development and long-term economic growth. It has been shown from the data in the UNESCO that children from low-income families are more likely to stay in school and pursue higher education when their families earn higher wages, as they can afford tuition fees and other educational expenses. Additionally, reduce reliance on social assistance. With higher wages, workers may rely less on social assistance programs, reducing the burden on government resources. Apart from that, gender equality. Women make up a significant portion of the minimum wage workers, and so increasing minimum wage can help narrow the gender pay gap and promote gender equality. Data from the World Economic Forum's Global Gender Gap Report has shown that women make up a significant portion of the minimum wage workers, and so increasing minimum wage can help reduce this gender pay gap as women are overrepresented in low-wage occupations. And also, social cohesion. Ensuring that all workers receive a fair wage fosters social cohesion and a sense of shared prosperity, contributing to a more stable and inclusive society. Apart from that, reduce child labor. Poverty often drives children into the labor force, and so increasing minimum wage can help reduce child labor by providing a better standard of income for the households. According to the International Monetary Fund, the number of child laborers in Nigeria is estimated to be about 15 million child laborers. And so increasing minimum wage can help reduce this number by making sure that our families earn higher income. And lastly, increase disposable income. With an increased minimum wage, families and households can have an increased disposable income, which correspondingly leads to an increase in their purchasing power and an increase in the profit of local firms. Invariably, it is a win-win situation, as it is through the circular flow of income. With all this to prove, I hope I've been able to make you understand that increasing minimum wage is definitely, undoubtedly, and absolutely realistic at this time. Thank you.
You're welcome, Adio Afolarin. And so, the debate has rested. Both arguments have been made. And it is up to the judges to give their verdict.
We'll take a short break. When we come back, it'll be time for a decision to be made.
That's
stay with
right.
us. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I beg to differ. Students debate Lagos.
Welcome back. This is I Beg to Differ Season 7. We are waiting for the judges to collate and send in their results. As I reckon, it's going to be quite a struggle, because these youngsters have put up such a good show, such a fantastic show. And well, one can only hope for the best from the judges. This is I Beg to Differ Season 7. We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. I Beg to Differ Nigeria Info everywhere. Tune into the live streams to see what is going on in the studio, to see 16-year-old Adio Afolarin and 16-year-old Dwehi Bolaji in the studio.
All right, this debate was between 16-year-old Adio Afolarin and 16-year-old Dwehi Bolaji Edeisi. The decisions are beginning to come in. I've already seen the score. The scorecard of the chief judge, which I will be taking in just a bit. And as the rest of the decisions come in, it will be interesting to see how this debate develops.
Indeed.
Between both of them. Wow, wow, wow. All right, thank you very much for all the messages you've been sending. We'll be compressing this hour because of the news at 6.
That's right. And while we await old scorecards, this message says, village headmaster and city headmistress, I am totally speechless, like Michael Jackson. I mean, what more can I say? Pressure, Tiwa Ayola from Kitu with that one.
Thank you, Ayola. Standing on all protocols earlier observed, I'd like to commend our indefatigable and incorruptible judges for their unbiased decision so far. I wish you took decisions on the elections. I heard a new one today. A logomoki without a logomokium. From the one and only Patrick Obahi, I've gone. My kinsman, by the way. Wow. Thanks for the fireworks in the studio. Made possible by Bolaji and Adio. I wouldn't want to be a judge right now. Udwehi, your confidence and assertive manner. Okpogun, it's plenty. Adio, I just want you to build and boost your confidence. Don't be intimidated. You are not audible and it can affect your point delivery. Do away with timidity. That goes to you, Adio. I beg you. Give it all you've got. You both are amazing kids and your school would be so proud. You rep them well. Please work on your weaknesses and come out a better version of yourselves. Lots of love from Mrs. Oboli. And God, Lord have mercy. What a show. But I'd love to point out, especially because Adio, Bolaji didn't have an opponent in her debate, but you did. And it is interesting to see that you have improved from the last time we saw you. You took the lessons that we shared with you to heart and you put on a better delivery today. Well done. I couldn't not say that, because that's something beautiful to see. And to you, Bolaji, you've never disappointed. Lagos loved you from the get-go, from when you opened your mouth and said, it is better to be successful than to be happy. And then went on to say, hold on, just a moment. It is also better to be happy than to be successful. Lagos loved you. So, whatever happens today, you have fans already. And this has been quite a show. And I dare say the best debate so far in this tournament, because you both were phenomenal. Well done to you both. Let's see if the judges have all sent in their results now.
We've received 3 or 4.
And it seems to be, the results seem to be going in one direction, Femi.
Yeah, in a bit, you will hear the results so far. We just want to wait for the final result to come.
Let's see if we have another message here. Good evening once again. Dotun here. Please, it seems I need an encyclopedia because my head has almost exploded. Oh, let's leave Sir Patrick out of this debate, though. Without him, the young champs are murdering the topic. I don't envy your jobs and the judges right now. May the better debater win. Again, if you'd like to, you know, hand out consolation prizes to your favorite debater today or in the tournament going forward, send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm, or better yet, reach me on social media. Yvonne Ohaifo is spelled Yvonne. Ohaifo is spelled Okhaifoh. Because whatever happens today, our hearts will be broken either way.
Well, interesting stuff. Just to note for both of you, all the judges' scorecards have come in. So I may just as well share, not a lot, but just pay a little attention. Great improvement for Larry from your first debate. There's still work to be done in terms of clarity and audibility. It got better as you went. But again, first impressions. You have to come in sounding clean, clear, and crisp. For Larry, Bolaji, enjoyed your debate. Watch out for words like sachet, not sachet, sachet. And the Naira has already been devalued, not devaluated, like you said. I guess it was an error in rapid speech. And again, ask, not ax. Also, our economy is imbalanced. It's really not, you probably weren't meant to say it's not balanced or you're on balance. Do you understand? So the imbalance itself does not describe. It's a name. It's like a noun. Okay, there is imbalance in the economy. But You don't say our economy is imbalanced. Do you understand that? And I enjoyed the part where you said you'd buy pure water for 100 naira. I just found out today that they're already selling pure water for 50 naira in some parts. I heard from in Ibadan, a student telling me we're buying pure water for 50 naira per sachet. It's interesting. Good analogy. It is time for us to arrive at a decision, as already sent in by all our four judges for this debate. I would like to start with the scorecard of the chief judge, Dr. Chike Ngbadije. Presentation round. Bolaji, 16. Afolari, 15.5. Rebuttal rounds. Bolaji, 8.5. Afolari, 15. Closing rounds. Bolaji, 3. Afolari, 15.5. For style, Bolaji, 6. Afolari, 8. For a total of 33.5 points to Bolaji and 54 points to Folari.
And now, to judge Ufoma's scorecard, he awards 18 points for presentation to Bolaji, 16 points to Adio, for rebuttals, 14 points to Bolaji, 17.5 points to Adio, for closing, 3 points to Bolaji, and 17.5 points to Adio. For style, 8 points to Bolaji and 6 points to Adio, with a total of 43 to 56.5 in favor of Adio.
And now to the scorecard of George Ama Ekove. For the presentation rounds, Afolari, 19. Bolaji, 19.5. For the rebuttal round, Afolari, 18. Bolaji, 12. For the closing rounds, Afolari, 18. Bolaji, 7. For style, Afolari, 8. Bolaji, 7. For a total of 63 points to Afolari and 45.5 points to Bolaji.
And now we come to Judge Ishioma's scorecard and see that for presentation, she awards 7 points apiece to both Bolaji and Afolari. For presentation, she awards 16.5 points to Bolaji and 15 points to Adio. For rebuttals, 9 points to Bolaji and 16 points to Adio. For closing, she awards 5 points to Bolaji and 14 points to Adio, with a total of 37.5 to Bolaji and 52 points to Adio.
Hello. Which now brings us to the grand total. With a score of 225.5 points, to 159.5 points. It is indeed a unanimous decision that our winner and qualifier to the quarterfinal of this fourth debate of the round of 16 is Afolari Adio. Congratulations, Folari.
Now, the judges here say that Judge Ifoma says Bolaji lost it in her closing because she made just 1 point. She made just 1 point in her closing.